This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA, the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team bombed. Yep, they didn't make it out of the round of 16. Instead, it was about Sweden, and they were celebrating all over the pitch, and their fans were hysterical, singing Dancing Queen from ABBA, which, of course, is a Swedish group. Yeah, there were a lot of tears that were shed and a big, fat disappointment. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. So maybe you were paying attention to that. I know that I got several emails from some of you who said, like me, you're not a huge soccer fan, but you started to watch because you wanted to support the girls. You wanted to support the team. You wanted to support USA. Or for whatever reasons, you watched. In fact, some of you last week told me you were going to drag your butts out of bed to tune in to see what happened against Sweden, which was Sunday morning at 5 o'clock Eastern. So do the math on that. If you're in the Pacific Coast, if you're Central Time Zone, Mountain Time Zone, you get it. Very, very sad, deflated ending to what happened. Penalty kicks is the way this whole thing crashed down around them. What's interesting is this is a team that had not lost a Women's World Cup match for 12 years. They never finished worse than third in the tournament, and they were aiming for that historic World Cup three-peat. It didn't happen. I'll have more details on that when we talk about it a little bit later in the show, but just be aware. It was penalty kicks. It was by a fraction that one of the goals, the last goal by Sweden, got in on the penalty kicks. Megan Rapinoe, who's a superstar in the past of the soccer team, didn't score when she had a penalty kick. In fact, it went sky high. It reminded me of when I tried to kick a soccer ball. No offense to Megan Rapinoe, but it was terrible, her kick. And then there's been reaction to that and reaction to all the other things that would be the fallout from this women's soccer team, especially when they had a historic run into finally getting paid more money and all of the things that that comes with. So crashing down in a very, very big way. Hey, speaking of crashing, you know, last week we were talking about the polls for the Republicans, and despite, you know, another series of another indictment and a series of charges, no matter what the poll, Donald Trump, the former president, you all know this, his numbers are higher, higher, higher than anybody's. DeSantis is the closest, but he more than doubles up on DeSantis. And these are polls, right? So Ron DeSantis is kind of it looks like his chances are fading away a bit, because at some of these events that have been scheduled, a lot of people aren't showing up. And like I said, he is polling the closest to Trump, but he is not polling high. So he's had some situations where there are communication stops where they're not filling the seats, so to speak. And you can see that things are really, with a bunch of missteps, things are really starting to fade in a different direction. And speaking of fading or fading in and out, what's going to be interesting is the first Republican debate. That's on August 23rd in Milwaukee, right? And there is pressure for DeSantis to turn around the campaign before then. That's in Milwaukee. Or by September, when the governor and his wife think most Americans will start paying attention to the presidential race. So he fired one-third of his campaign staff. He focused his travel to early voting states and started to hold more intimate events, hoping to connect better. But when he has these bigger events, not quite as many people as they had hoped for would show up. So starting there for a reason, because, you know, we're coming off of a week where the big story was the indictment for Donald Trump and the appearance in Washington, D.C., and then the march to the next election, and a busy, busy week with so many talking about that on the Republican side and talking about gearing up for this first debate, right? In the meantime, on the Democratic side, it's just about Joe Biden, because while there are whispers of potentially would somebody else take up the mantle, that is not happening. It is not happening. So all the push is, of course, behind Biden, who occupies the White House right now. And it very much is looking like, as we have said many, many, many times on this show, even without a deep dive, that clearly we know that we're going to see part two of what we saw before. Will there be a different result this next time around? I'm actually interested in what's going to happen in the debate, because you got a handful of Republicans that will debate, and I'll be curious to see how that all turns out, because this was before what happened in the race against Hillary Clinton, if you remember, if we really wind the clock back and you think about what happened there in the Republican primaries. Some people didn't like the fact that too many Republicans were beating up on each other. I think in this case, it's just going to be a free-for-all, because I think the cuffs are off. I think it doesn't matter. And clearly for Trump, why does it matter for him at this point? He clearly, when you listen to what he has to say, he's not worried about that, right? Is he worried about somebody who will be on the stage with him, though, the former Vice President Mike Pence, because he's said he doesn't rule out being a witness for Trump's prosecution. So he said, as he was part of the Sunday Swirl, which is, I call the talking political heads, he was on CBS's Face the Nation, he said he would be a witness against Trump if the case goes to trial. But he said he has no plans to testify, but he didn't say he wasn't going to. What he said was, people can be confident we'll obey the law, we'll respond to the call of law if it comes, and we'll just tell the truth. And, of course, he was a central figure in Trump's latest criminal charges on August 1st when the four-count, 45-page Justice Department indictment charged the former president with illegally trying to cling on to power after he lost the 2020 election to Democrat Joe Biden. And Trump has pled not guilty to all the charges, but that happened on August 3rd. So Pence was part of, as we all know, the proceedings in the ceremonial role as president of the U.S. Senate, because that's what the VP is. And he talked about coming under huge pressure from the president to overturn the vote and refuse. And then we know the rest is history. Supporters who rioted at the U.S. Capitol, and now what's happened in the aftermath, of course, of that. Coming up from A to Z, there was a busy weekend. Some people went to see Barbie still. It's like $1 billion at the box office. What's up with that? Next.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Your thoughts as we hit the mailroom, and there's a lot of you that must have gotten up for the soccer match, the U.S. versus Sweden, because I got a flurry of emails later in the day having to do with what happened at the tail end of it and what I thought was going to happen. So certainly we'll get to some of those. But right now, a couple of interesting things, kind of just for a second here on the entertainment circuit. You got three movies that people are talking about. Sounds of Freedom, right? Well, actually, a couple more than that, because there's still some people who haven't seen Mission Impossible and the Indiana Jones latest installment, although they've been out for a while now. Oppenheimer, that's still on some people's list, or that's a movie that you'll, if you scroll wherever your movie theater is, you'll see that listed. And then the Barbie phenomenon. 1 billion globally. 1 billion. So Greta Gerwig is the first female director to be at the helm of a billion-dollar film. How about that? And it's the first billion-dollar film for Warner Brothers Discovery, because they merged in 2022, and this is the first release. So only around 50 other films, which is interesting, have hit this benchmark. And it's a mixed bag when people come out of Barbie. Some, and let's face it, you have young girls, some younger girls who are going to see it. You have nostalgia of older women who are going to see it. You have some men that are being dragged to it, and you have some men that are curious about it. And it, you know, so it's, it struck a chord, and there are a lot of people that are coming out, and they're talking about America Ferrera, who plays a character in it and her monologue, and then talking about some of the overarching themes in it, and then wrestling with the fact, is it male bashing, not male bashing? Is it patriarchy? Is it talking about things of the past and melding it with things of the future? And I think it's a little bit of all that, although I haven't seen it. But a part of it to me is it's nostalgia of, like I mentioned, people who grew up with Barbies, and Barbies are still out there. So it's how many generations now from the 60s. And it's just like Indiana Jones to me is nostalgia, because it's the bait of, did you go and see Indiana Jones, because of how many decades that's been around. And it's the whole sequel thing for Mission Impossible. It's like the Fast and Furious franchise, right? How have they always pulled people in? Because it's another. And it's been an interesting summer, to say the least. But $1 billion, I can tell you, I wouldn't have predicted that. I don't know why. I would have just thought, yes, it can find an audience, or will find an audience, but I wouldn't have predicted that it would be $1 billion. And by the time it's all said and done, it's going to be $1 billion... whatever it ends up being. Because this is just a couple of weeks into this thing, so there'll be people who haven't seen it and will go and obviously see it if it's on their list of movies that they want to see. And then you have Sounds of Freedom, and Sounds of Freedom has really benefited from something different than the Barbie movie. It's benefited from word of mouth. It's benefited from the whole idea of, you know, child kidnapping and child endangerment and slavery and trafficking and those themes, for one. And also for the fact that it too is a box office hit, but it had that marketing, that a lot of that word of mouth marketing, a lot of the word of mouth marketing, where people were talking about it, and it had a groundswell. So, you know, whether there were posts all over the place, which was some of it, or whatever it is. So, I mean, listen, it would be billed also as a summer blockbuster for sure. And for, like I said, some of the reasons that I mentioned. I mean, you had nearly 7,000 crowd funders. I mean, there you go, propping the movie up. Very opposite of Barbie or Oppenheimer or any of those others, who gave money to the summer blockbuster. And look what it turned into. So it's pretty interesting to see how they got that money. Because there are the studio, I was reading a story about this, Angel Studios had these requirements of federal and state laws and regulations in allowing 6,678 people to invest an average of $501 into the launch of it. So that's exactly what happened. And when it came out, which it came out the same time that Indiana Jones did, it beat Indiana Jones at the box office. So I think that, you know, they call it guerrilla marketing. That kind of marketing paid off for that film. So completely the opposite of Barbie, of Oppenheimer, of some of the others that I mentioned. But people are going to the movies. You know, have you escaped and gone to a movie lately? Are you trying to escape whatever it is that you're tired of dealing with? And if you are going to the movies, have you noticed that gas has gone up 20 cents plus in the last couple of weeks, and that can be attributed in a big way to the Saudis and OPEC and what's happening with oil. So, you know, we're still beholden to that, because they announced that they were cutting production of crude oil by a million barrels a day to try to boost prices, right? And so when all that happens, it gets wrapped into it, that becomes one thing. And then they flip it the other way, and they extend oil production cuts, even with us hitting these high highs, and not being concerned about that. So one of the things they said they're voluntarily doing that, right? Oil prices rose last week almost 2%, not quite 2%, but almost 2%. And the moves by Saudi Arabia and also Russia, by the way, priced in the oil market, which has been pushing what they've done, has pushed the oil market to the place where it is, where it's now being pushed on to the consumers, right? So the national average for regular gas climbed to $3.82 a gallon heading into the weekend, highest since October of 2022. And it's really been in the past month, you know, I said a couple of weeks, it's been 20 cents, it's been 28 cents over the past month. So it's that combination of the supply cuts, the extreme heat, all of that. It's because that's derailing refineries. And so this is what you're going to get. You know, the line in the sand to me is $4. I've said this before. When you get to $4, can you remember feeling that? I can remember that. I was driving to New York from New Jersey. When you get to $4, that's the line where people really, really complain, right? And diesel, where you have trains and boats and trucks, that's also more expensive. And, of course, with what Russia's doing is they're trying to boost revenue to support the war, their war in Ukraine. So because of that, Russia's revenue from oil exports plunged by $1.5 billion in June, almost half the level a year ago. So when you're looking at what is going on and you're starting to feel it and realize it, just if you're like me and you kind of skirt in there on empty, you feel it because you're watching like, wait, how many dollars is that? You know, some people just kind of top it off here and there, and maybe you're not noticing it as much, but let it get all the way drained and see how you feel about that. All right, coming up, your thoughts on what happened with the ladies in soccer. Also, some thoughts on what's happening on the political front. That's what Jess wants to know. We're headed to the mailroom.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president offered proposals to then-Vice President Mike Pence related to the Senate counting electoral votes for the 2020 election, a claim that Pence has rejected. Two conservative groups are asking a federal court to block the Biden administration's plan to cancel $39 billion in student loans for more than 800,000 borrowers, the Associated Press reports. In a lawsuit filed Friday in Michigan, the groups argue that the administration overstepped its power when it announced the forgiveness in July. The U.S. women's national soccer team lost to Sweden on penalty kicks Sunday and lost a bid for its third straight World Cup title. In just 3 weeks, Barbie stands atop the box office worldwide with more than $1 billion. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we didn't have to go very far into the mailbag to find lots and lots of the good stuff mixed in between. So I'm going to rifle through a whole bunch of them. This is an answer to Jess, Jack, Mac, do you love these names, and to Sherry, Sherry baby, Sherry listening to us in New Orleans, who starts off saying, Kate, it's hotter than hell in New Orleans, so we just don't even talk about the weather down here, that's how we handle it, but I cannot handle your girls and Team USA losing on those penalty kicks. I got up early, got some of that great coffee that we serve down here, spread it out for the fam, and we watched in the jammies, so to speak. And what a disappointment. First of all, scoreless throughout the whole game, added time, and then we get the penalty kicks, and I thought for sure with the people that they have on the American squad, they would be able to win it, and they didn't win it. And then that cockamamie goal at the end, which made no sense, but by looking at the computer model, it had gone in on the rebound by inches, and I guess that just sums up the way they played, losing by inches. Too bad. So sad for our team, and it's another 4 years before they get to do it again, and half of those people won't be on the team. I think they should fire the coach. What do you think? I think they played terribly the whole way through, but this was their best game. And when I say terribly, not all the players, some of them just left their guts out there, but collectively, it wasn't at all what we thought. I mean, this was the number one team, this is the best team in the world, etc. And then to first of all get to penalty kicks, where they have to win on penalty kicks, was part of the problem, right? And the U.S. looked way better against Sweden than it had all tournament, but the same problems happened. They couldn't create enough high-quality sort of scoring chances, not sort of scoring chances. And when they did, they couldn't finish. They couldn't get the ball in the net. There was a good goaltender, yes, but they had opportunities and they didn't. So at the 23 World Cup, the team managed just 4 goals in 4 games. In its previous eight World Cups, the U.S. averaged 17.3 goals per tournament. Yeah. So it comes down to losing 5-4 in penalty kicks and the bizarre finish to the whole thing. And the Swedish fans were in force, and they were loving it. They were having a time of their life for sure. But you had Kelly O'Hara, you had Sophia Smith and Megan Rapinoe all missing their penalty kicks because they could have closed the door on the match at various points, and they couldn't do it. As for the coach of this team, I think you got to think about 4 years down the road. Is he the person? And I bet they re-rack. I bet that the Soccer Federation, the U.S. Soccer Federation, decides to go in a different direction. I mean, Andovsky, that's who his name. He, to me, he said at the end, we deserve to win the game. We created enough to win the game. I thought we put up a fight, a battle. We represented this country proud. But if you look at all the things I just said there before this match, no. I mean, this is a low point for the U.S. team from what you look at on the field. It's the worst major tournament finish that they've had since a quarterfinal exit in 2016. And guess who the 2016 opponent was? Sweden. You know, Sweden. Ugh. The Americans huddling, crying at the end of this, and I said this already at the top, Dancing Queen was blaring over the loudspeakers. Oh, just blaring. Yeah. And you know what? They didn't even get the solace of, we're all flying back together. Maybe some of them are, but there's no team bus. There's no flying back on a plane, all in the same plane. So I think this is going to take a while to get over this one. I do. And I think the young superstar Sophia Smith will be back and probably better than ever, but she took it hard because she had a lousy penalty shot and she was playing hard the whole way through and she had the chance to be the hero and she just could not close the deal. So it ends up on penalties and that's it. And now Sweden goes on, they take on Japan, and the U.S. gone, going home. So thanks for those, and all of you had a similar question. What did I think? Would the coach be bounced and whatnot? All right, so let's jump to something else here quickly. It was one of those kind of weekends and tail ends of the week that I think made many of you ask me some of the things or tell me some of the things that you thought crazy that were happening around the country. Okay, so this one is from Frank, and Frank says, Kate, listen to you for a long time, girl. I know you've been doing this show for a while, and I may have been there right from the very beginning. What is it about the Pope? I just saw something where you had well over 1 million people that showed up over the weekend with crazy temperatures in Portugal to see the Pope and to get a glimpse and to maybe hear the prayer service he was doing. It was like 100-plus degrees, and people, of course, have to get there early. They want to see him riding in his Pope-mobile and snake through the crowd and be there for all of that. And I bet you not everybody in those lines was Catholic. It's it's the whole thing about the pageantry of the Pope. And I'm not Catholic, but I can tell you when he was in this country, I saw him in Philadelphia, and it's a wild spectacle to see it. It's so interesting that you bring that up, because I think that there's a lot of people that just, I mean, it doesn't matter. They're not devout Catholics necessarily. And of course, many of them might have been in that crowd, but there's something about seeing this Pope, something about what's said in the Vatican, the whole fascination with that. I mean, listen, it was so hot that this is what people were willing to do. A tractor with a water tank sprayed the crowd. They kept spraying it so that they would be cooled off, because it was so insanely hot. And in fact, they called the event, because so many people came out, so many people wanted to see the Pope, they called it the Catholic Woodstock. That's what they called it, because that's it, right? That we're going to go there no matter what. So he did shake hands and do all that, gave a speech, and did what he would, well, I say speech, like an impromptu deal, not a regular speech. But he did what he normally would do. So usually, except for the longer speech, right? Instead, he's just off script kind of thing. And I think that was good because again, of how many people were there and what the whole deal was. So, yeah, I'm going to go with you on that. There's something about seeing the Pope, I guess, that pulls people in. This is from Howard, and Howard is listening to us in Arizona. He says, Kate, I could talk about the weather with you forever and ever, and the heat dome, and what does that mean, and what's happened in Arizona, and what happens in Phoenix and Tucson, and what's the temperature difference between the two cities and the other cities in our great state, as you would say. And it's just hot. There's nothing more to say than that. That it's just hot, right? That's it. I heard you talking about China and the fact that they have a bigger flotilla than us now, and that just gave me the heebie-jeebies. And apparently there was some sort of action over the weekend, at least with our Navy, sending destroyers to do that reconnaissance thing, I guess, because of Russia and China and some sort of exercise that they were doing. Do you know anything about that? Yeah, I do. That you are right. There was four destroyers that were sent. They were sent out because you had Russian and Chinese ships, there were like 11 of them altogether, that were near the coast of Alaska earlier last week. And they're calling it an unprecedented operation by a foreign naval force. So the representative from Alaska, Dan Sullivan, the senator, said that the operation just unfolded. And he said this on Sunday. And they never entered U.S. territorial waters, and they have now left. And it's not the first time this has happened, but he said they really watch it, and that they're seeing that there's more activity with Chinese and Russian warships, you know, together, doing things together. So it's something to monitor, of course, and especially there's the cooperation of these Navy vessels of the two countries, and that's why they're doing these joint maritime patrols in relevant areas in the western and northern Pacific Ocean. So it's not, they always release these statements, it's not targeted at anyone, it has nothing to do with the current international and regional situation. But we don't take any chances, so we send our destroyers in that direction too. And a reconnaissance aircraft, by the way. Just keep an eye on things, just in case. Yeah. Thanks for your thoughts. You can always send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. UBI is coming up.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Tail end of the show, always one of my favorite things is ubiquitous bits of information. Jeremy Paulson joins us for that. Jeremy, I can't wait to see what you offer up this time around.
Yeah, I think you will like this time around, too.
Nice. Go for it. You know I always let you go first.
You always make me go first, yeah.
Make me. I love it.
Well, mine's about space, because I know you like space stuff. So I did space facts today.
Nice.
You know Halley's Comet, right?
Yes.
When was it discovered?
Halley's Comet. Oh, I want to say in the 50s.
It was 1705 by Edmund Halley.
Oh, I was way wrong.
Yeah, and it was last seen in 1986, and it is seen every 75 years. So can you do the math?
So what is that?
2061. It'll be back around.
2061.
So in what, 38 years, if you're still alive,
I'll be dead.
Mark it in your calendar. In 38 years, you can see Halley's Comet.
I mean, I could, chronologically, I could, because of how we live, but I don't know. I'll remember you if that happens.
I mean, that would be, what, 78? Yeah, should be okay to see Halley's.
Yeah, that's cool. I love it.
Next is spacesuits. Did you know NASA's been reusing spacesuits since 1974?
Yes, I did know that, but I didn't know since 1974. And why is that? Because they're too expensive?
And they actually canceled a spacewalk in 2019 because of this fact. Yeah, because of the price. Yep.
What is the price? Do we know?
Yeah, I do. In 1974, it was $12 million to make a spacesuit.
Oh, my gosh. $12
million? Yep, in 1974, mainly because of the mechanisms on the back to fly around and stuff.
Right, right.
Guess how much that would be today.
How much would it be today?
$150 million to make a spacesuit.
Oh, that's insane.
Supposedly, I mean, you know.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
Which probably goes, yeah, we'll see. But next thing is, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
Right.
Did you know Venus is defined to have the most extreme weather? Like, can you define extreme weather?
Like, you couldn't even walk on it. I mean, it would be hot and...
Evidently, it's on average 232 degrees.
Yeah.
And when it snows and rains, it snows and rains metal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's
so
terrible.
That is the definition of extreme weather on Venus.
Yeah.
Which explains
no
why
way.
I had bad luck with girls. They're just too extreme for me.
Too extreme. I love it. Oh, you just haven't met the right one. Come on.
And then the very last one I got is, did you know astronauts actually grow in space?
They grow. They get taller.
They get taller in space.
Nice.
The lack of gravity. The lack of gravity lets the spine fully stretch out, and they grow at average of an inch.
Wow.
So this is my new chiropractic service. We're going to send you to space, let you grow an inch, and feel great about yourself and come back.
And then do you lose that inch or no? I guess you grow it, so you're not going to lose it.
Might not be cost efficient, but, I mean, you'll grow an inch and feel great. And be in space.
Wow. Wow. Oh, that's so interesting. I like it. Very nice. Any more?
No, I only had four.
No, that's only a four. They were all good. Excellent. All right,
so that was enough, and you're supposed to fill the other hat.
You're supposed to fill it. Okay, so you were off in space, and I was down here on Earth. What does everybody talk about, men and women? Well, there's a couple common denominators when we're not talking about men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Everybody wants to look good. Everybody's always talking about what they're eating, what they're... Like, I go to a gym, and people are like, did you... brown rice and chicken and a vegetable. Brown rice and chicken and a vegetable. So according to current dietary guidelines in the United States, if you are 21 years and older, how much should you consume calorie-wise? What's the advice per
20
day?
20 or older?
You're 21 or older, so you're not a kid.
Per day?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You don't count calories. 1,200. Wow, 1,200. You would be like an actress if you had 1,200
So you need more than that, huh?
Like, yeah, you'd be like David Beckham's wife.
I know like sumos eat like 12,000 or something like that.
If you're an extreme athlete.
Yeah.
Okay, so anybody listening to us, you're supposed to consume anywhere between 1,600 and 3,000 calories
okay.
a day.
Yeah.
Which 3,000 is on the actually the heavier side. Of having that many calories, that's if you're super active.
Like
because if you're not...
Bodybuilders, like, tens of 12,000.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I mean, if you're, like, if you're shredding, if you're like, racing, you know, a bike racer, professional bike racer, professional athlete, or whatever, I mean, that's a whole different thing. But the average person, it's about, you know, it's how many calories are you burning?
I'm not a calorie watcher, so...
I'm not a calorie watcher. I just eat, and... Well, then, if you want to lose weight, you just worry about the food itself. Right?
You only got one life. I'm going to enjoy it.
Oh, good for you. So you're the first person I know. Every person I meet, they're always talking about... Even if they're in shape, even if they're... What if they're not in shape? It's always about that. Like, we have people over, and they are... A newish couple, they did the swipe thing and met, and it worked out so far, and it's been a couple months, and they're great, they're funny, nice, and they, all of a sudden, it's like, well, we'll bring some drinks over, we'll bring, like, some wine, some whatever, but we're not drinking right now. Okay. Because they're not drinking right now because they decided they were getting too porky because they were eating and drinking too much, so they decided, well, we got to still eat, so we got to cut out the booze.
I thought it was because she was pregnant or something.
No. Yeah, we swiped in the right direction, so that's what happened. All right, so in talking about dieting, every year there's always the recommendations of the best diets, the best diet plans. And Forbes did, looked at the experts, and I'll tell you how they decided to come up with it. They decided the top diets had to do a few things, and one of them, the methodology, was how effective was it for weight loss, how easy is it to sustain the diet, because that's where it's so hard, right? Does it promote heart health? Does it promote overall health for people with diabetes? Is it accessible to people with different socioeconomical situations? And that's how they came up with, the best diets. So, on this list, it's interesting. We know what the number one best diet was. I'm going to tell you four diets, and you tell me which one you think is the one that they picked as the best. Weight Watchers, Flexitarian Diet, Dash Diet, Mediterranean Diet.
Mediterranean?
Yeah. Fresh fruits and vegetables. So basically what it is, fresh fruits and vegetables, whole grains, so nuts and legumes, fish, extra virgin olive oil, and you could eat avocado, you could eat all kinds of different things. It doesn't require strict calorie counting. You could have some red wine, moderate amount of red wine. It's pretty good, but they don't have any guidance on red and processed meat, because they always say the meat is the thing. A flexitarian diet, vegetables, fruits, legumes, whole grains, dairy, eggs, occasional meat. Ugh. Okay, this is a diet you and I could not be on. I'm going to speak for you. Mind diet. Green leafy vegetables, berries, and whole grains. And that's it. Oh, my gosh. I could do it. You know what? I could do anything for a couple days, but I could not do this, maintain it. I could not maintain that.
Sounds like
that.
I'm a flexitarian diet, I guess.
That you would be flexitarian?
I guess.
Yeah, because it has
so
everything. Right. Dairy, eggs, whole grains, that whole thing. The occasional meat, that would totally work.
A lot of yogurt and granola.
Yogurt and granola is good for you.
I eat a lot of that.
Yeah. And so it's interesting, how many calories you should eat in a day and what's the right kind of diet and how do you adjust it. And the whole calorie counting thing, I will say, especially because I'm really trying, I'm obsessed with it. I got one of those Apple Watches, which, of course, they threw in with my obnoxious phone deal. When I walk the dog, I'm tracking all day long. And my goal is to get to, 20,000 steps, which I rarely reach that. I reach, maybe 12,000, 15,000 per day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it works. Then I can have some chocolate cake.
Yeah, I need a dog to walk.
And then I can go to Dairy Queen and get one of those blizzards.
There you go.
Oh, I love blizzards. Do you like blizzards?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, all right. Another good UBI in the books. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.